Anyway, one night I was on Facebook, and I did a little capsule of that particular mission, describing it and everything. And in about 10 seconds, here comes a private message. Hey, Mike. No, it wasn't a private. It was right on a comment. Hey, Mike, this is Billy Clark. I was on that airplane with you that night. I about fell out of my chair. He said, Billy Clark was my flight engineer. I said, oh, my God, Billy. I said, let's go private message. And he said, hey, man, listen, we have a group of guys, a great man. It was a mechanic named Billy, then Junior Skinner. He just loved the spooky and he loved the people who work on it. And he has put together a fantastic organization called the Spooky Brotherhood. And we have a reunion every year in September. And we've done probably, this will be our 10th one. Sheila and I have only been to three or four of them, I think. Was it four or five? How many? I don't know. Five of them. And one of them last year, we went to Herbert Field, and we dedicated a memorial to the 17 crews that were lost. But the Brotherhood, we were talking about my book. They said, what are you going to put on the cover? I said, well, I like the T-38. I'm going to put me standing in front of the T-38. That's, you know, my favorite airplane. And they said, that's not what you did in the Air Force, boy. He said, you're going to put your spooky picture on the front. So those guys made me realize what we actually were there for. And our job was to ensure, like I said before, that our guys got home. And so I went for 40 years without anybody saying thank you for Vietnam. And that's fine. I didn't care. You know, I forgot about it. But the only thing that kind of sustained me all that time was, like I said, every time I met a Vietnam veteran, I'd say, thank you, welcome home, brother. And he'd say, what did you fly? And I'd say, spooky. And he said, oh, spooky. You saved our fannies one night. That's why I'm home. So that made up for all of it. The guys showed me what we had actually done, and I never realized it until I got with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. As you look back on those years of those months in Vietnam, the South Vietnamese people, what were they like?
Well, they were sweet people. I remember the biggest surprise. We had a little, they used, the South Vietnamese ladies would clean up our barracks, our dorms, our rooms, whatever it was. And one day one of them was in there cleaning up, making up bed and everything, and her name was Min. And I said, Min, what are you doing? She said, pardon, in French. But they were sweet people, very, very gentle, sweet people.
Was there a Christmas Eve?
Yeah. I wanted to tell you that we flew the Spooky from 1965 until December of 1969. And we moved our flight and our squadron from Nha Trang down to Phan Rang in September. Well, as soon as we got down there, missions got hot and we were really busy. And then we found out we were going to shut down the Spooky operation completely, that they were going to give all the airplanes to the South Vietnam Air Force. And there's good reason for this. We had proved the side-firing gunnery concept. It was viable, it was good, and they had developed other airplanes that could do it better or do it more effectively or bigger. The C-119 Shadow was flying concurrently with us, and then toward the end of that my tour there, the AC-130 Spectre came in, and those guys had big guns, and they even had 105 howitzers in them, some of them. But see, this is a little bitty anti-personnel thing. They had big stuff. So we turned this mission over to the South Vietnamese. And I went up to Pleiku. I got reassigned to the electronic countermeasures airplane. They didn't want to let me go home with 4 months early, so they made me finish my tour. But I flew that airplane for 4 months. Well, this Christmas Eve, I was going to go to Mass, and I went around, and it was just so crowded, I couldn't even get it. It was standing room only, way outside the church. And I said, I think I'll just go to Mass on my own. And I walked up on a hill there, and I just looked up at that beautiful night, that Christmas night, and I just felt such an overwhelming sadness. It just almost brought me to my knees. And I thought of my family at home. I thought about Sheila and the baby, and I thought about my parents. But then I started thinking about these poor Vietnamese people. I just wept for them. They were sweet people. And that reminds me also of let's go to something light for a minute, may I?
You bet.
Well, everybody in Vietnam knows that they had a year to go. And we had what they call a countdown calendar or a short calendar. And guys would go in the latrine and they'd write on the wall, short, 21 days to go, short, 10 days to go. And people would comment. And one day I looked at one and it said short, 10,789 days to go. And somebody wrote, why? He says, because I'm Vietnamese, dadgummit.
Dick, when you look back over your Air Force career, what does that mean to you? The effort that you made as an Air Force aviator officer, how important was this to you?
Yeah. Well, early on, I had made up my mind I was either going to be an Army Air Corps pilot or a Forest Ranger. And the priority was on being a pilot. And I directed what education I could get and so forth toward that end. And very happy and pleased that it turned out like I did. And so I got no beef about nothing.
Well, your country, gentlemen, is grateful to you for your service. Thank you both. Yeah. And thank you,
thank
Dick.
You. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you all. We're going to turn the program over to Sam Bass. Sam's an extraordinary aviator on his own, 35,000 pilot hours in the cockpit. He also, by the way, the FAA gives the most prestigious award, the FAA Awards, is for safe flying. And Sam is a recipient of that Safe Flight Award of no accident flying for 50 years in the cockpit. Here is Sam Bass.
It's actually 60.
60 years. Wow. Thank you, Sam. But
before I get started here with our two gentlemen, I'd like to make a comment here about Mike. And I've known Mike for a long time with Delta Airlines, and I never knew that he was a hero. And that's typical of the Vietnamese heroes, and they're all heroes to me, that you'll be around them until recently. You never knew they were a hero, and you're a hero, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sam.